Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to the Final Inspection Show. We're at Road America, and appreciate Dave Coleman joining us in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's the Rev Group Grand Prix NTT IndyCar Series weekend. And this is a fun event, Dave, and it seems like the IndyCar Series is finally starting to get things right.
This is a national holiday, isn't it?
It is.
It should be.
It should
be a four-day weekend. We can push it. Yeah, absolutely. It has done a really nice job since coming back. A lot of interest in getting it back, and I think it's maintained that interest. That's the key, you know. Whereas, I hate to say it, but the NASCAR race took off like crazy, and then you know it's been a little bit of a decline. This is fourth year now back and maintaining. So that's cool. Good crowd, a lot of interest, a lot of buzz. Actually, some. You know, the rare, nice day, warm, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, and it's finally summertime.
Yes.
Finally. So
for how long?
That remains to be seen, but we should be good this weekend. I was on the Bill Michaels show yesterday, and he asked me what's IndyCar doing different, or why are things seem to be looking up? I said, well, one of the things is the people they have in charge, like Jay Fry and that, but they actually have a five-year plan. Is that something you agree with?
That's a good point. I'm glad that you were on with Bill and had to answer that question.
Well, in the past, I mean, we saw with Tony George's group and that, okay, this is what we're going to do this year. We're going to bring Gene Simmons this year, and then it's something else next year. It was always something new. Now they kind of say, okay, this is what we want to accomplish in the next 5 years. I mentioned, you know, the TV program, getting everything, centralize everything to one network and that kind of stuff. And it seems like everything, you know, I mean, and especially in this environment, getting a title sponsor is not easy. We've seen the struggles that NASCAR has and what price point they had to go down to. And then they, you know, IndyCar, you know, it was nice synergy with Verizon, but they were changing their marketing. They're still involved with the series, but not as a title sponsor. And then they were able to get NTT. But without taking it from a team, because that was one of the deals. So, I mean, you don't want to, you know, take a title sponsor away from a team. So, I mean, it kind of worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point. You had to bring up Gene Simmons, I know. But other than that, it's a great point. Now, there is a plan, and there is in the TV thing with going to the. I don't even know how to describe it, but the streaming, I mean, there's not, you have the live broadcast of the main deal, but if you want to watch every practice, you can do that, but it's, you know, it's through an app. So
there's a lot of people not happy with it, but I hate to say it, that is the future.
As a guy who works in newspapers, I can tell you a few things about how people consume their media these days, and that's a forward-looking approach to things. It's not, well, we've been on TV, so we need to be on more TV, or we can't afford to be on TV, so we need to be on less TV and try. You know, it's not that. It's, hey, here's this whole different concept. Let's do it.
Right. So you can get as much as you want. You will give everything, all the content, if you want to just pay a little bit, and you know, it's. People just aren't, but the future is, if you really, and we're seeing everything's not divisive, but everything is so specialized and fragmented, is that if you're a hardcore IndyCar guy, you should have this package.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about it. And I'm sort of the opposite way around. If I pay for it, then maybe I'll be more inclined to, you know, to dig into it deeper. And so it breeds that loyalty.
Confession time.
No,
I will admit. Did you ask if there was a media pass? Because I did. And apparently I wasn't. Yes, because media people are especially known to be cheap. And I thought, just ask.
Can't hurt to ask. Yeah.
No there is not. Okay, fine. And then I went ahead and bought it. I got the sale price, though.
Okay, good.
So I you know what? I used it a lot during May.
Sure.
And India was fantastic because I think one thing that for the real hardcore indie fans missed was when it was on ESPN and you'd have Bob Jenkins and Derek Daly or you know, when you'd come home from work, you could see what happened at an indie today. Mm-hmm. And with this package, you could do that. And to be honest, you know, with a smart TV, I press one button, I can get it, and it's a great picture. It looks good. I mean, they broadcast it. It's fantastic, the quality of the imaging.
Yeah, that's nice to hear that you can do it in one button, because your TV is smart and your user is a lot smarter than mine. But no, that's the way things are going. That's the way. And yeah, it's not once you get used to it. Yes, it's different from what you've done since 1960, whatever.
Right.
But learn it, do it. It's not that hard.
Do I even want to bring this up?
Uh-oh.
And I know it. Okay, Road America and the Milwaukee Mile. People always ask me. I want your opinion. Why does it work here and not at the Milwaukee Mile?
It's a whole different experience. The experience that existed, that people craved in, the 70s, there were 19 races and everyone was 60,000 people. Well, A, your memory's not that good. And
right.
B, that's what people did then.
Right.
The consumer has changed. The fan experience has changed. And I'm not talking about racing. Well, I am talking about racing, but I'm talking across the board in sports. Whereas people were happy to go sit in a grandstand for a couple of hours and you know, elbow to elbow and watch the cars go by 10 or 15 or 20 seconds apart. That doesn't fly anymore for myriad reasons. If the option is to come out and have a picnic in the park and move from here to there and be able to see the cars elsewhere on the big screen and see them up close in, well, the carousel and also in turn one. And, you know, that this provides that option. And, you know, let's be honest, you can bring in your cooler and your little ones are free. You know, yeah, it's a little expensive, but you can save on those things. And so it's just a different experience. And yeah, that's what there. A lot has changed since 1973.
I'm bringing my cousin later today, and her husband, and I'm really kind of looking forward to it because she's like, "Well, how does this kind of work?" And I'm really kind of looking forward to showing her all the different areas you can go, whether it's the paddock. Everything that's going on within the paddock, but turn five, top of turn, you know, turn six, where the slow corners, where you can get you're really close to the cars, to turn eight, you know, and show them where my friends are camping out in turn eight, you know, and
maybe
what kind
of
setup they might not leave,
right.
But, you know, and all the different areas, and especially that new cart path that runs along the backside is fantastic, you know.
It is amazing. I have been, this is my 30th season full-time, and I helped out a few times in the mid-80s. So I've been here a lot. We can agree on that. There are places that I have never been that I make it a goal. You know, I make it a goal to go somewhere new, hopefully each event. And I'm amazed at the places I knew they existed, but until you see them close up. And that cart path, that path has just opened up a whole new world back there.
And we'll be talking in the next segment. We're talking about, I want to talk about racing photography and that, how it's changed. But this is something your name came up. I was talking to somebody. I said, "Have you seen Dave Coleman's photography?" I said, "It's really good." So, I mean, from your point of view, I mean, this track is probably, it's a photographer's dream.
Except that there are porta potties everywhere you'd want.
Yeah, right. For the corner workers, man.
It is fabulous. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, you can shoot through the trees, you can shoot around the trees, you can shoot wide open. You know, there's
pretty
good
card every angle.
Yeah,
any angle
exactly.
You want, you can get the card.
There's decent access in the paddock, and it just offers so much. It is. I mean, people talk about this track why drivers love it. It's because it presents all these different challenges. Different, you know, high-speed corners, slow-speed corners, long straights. It's the same thing for photographers. Yeah. Just it gives you that many options of ways to attack it. And that's cool. You don't have to, let's be honest, like, okay, I did at the mile on for the Midwest Tour race, mm-hmm. you know, I was down in turn four, shooting the same shot over and over right. and over. And, you know, you can do that here, or you can also do that for a little while and go somewhere else and do that for a little while and go somewhere else, and then pretty soon you'll be out of race, and next year you'll go somewhere else.
Right. Well, Dave, we certainly appreciate you taking out time. You're a busy schedule, and what's coming up in the Journal Sentinel?
Oh my goodness, that's a great question.
Well,
so
what
I would
feature
have to actually
because usually you bring up a person or something.
Right.
What's your feature person?
I have a great look at. Here I am bragging. I don't know that it'll be a great look. It's what I enjoy as a look at Joseph Newgarden, and you know, okay, you know him as the 2017 champ and the defending winner of this race, who had just put together a flawless race in 2018. And you know him as this polished guy who drives for Penske and whatnot.
He's actually somebody that punked us on national TV, you and I. Dave and I are in Indianapolis doing interviews, and we're interviewing, I think, Graham Rahal. I think it might have been. And Joseph Newgarden had this shtick where he's an obnoxious sports reporter, kind of dressed as an old man. I did not recognize him. Didn't recognize him. He totally punked us.
Right.
We knew something was going on. We just didn't know exactly what.
Well, yeah, he was, you know, asking. It was Elio for me. Maybe you were.
Maybe it was Elio. Okay, yeah.
Asking him about whatever urinary tract health or some such thing. We knew we were a part of something special.
And then but there we are on national TV.
Yeah, looking
with confused.
Disgusted.
Yeah.
the angle we took on this is, you know, we know that guy. That's the Newgarden. We know the guy who has the little faces on a stick in Newgarden here at Road America. But it hasn't been that long ago since, you know, he was a 21-year-old kid fighting his way onto the grid, worried after every session that he was going to get fired. Mm-hmm. You know, so I took him back to those days and, you know, and in the... through the prism of these 8 years, what it's sort of you looking back on that, what that was like, and just how nervous he was then, and how, you know, on one hand, he was sure he was going to get fired every time he got out of the car, but he also came in knowing that he was going to be the best of all time. Because if you don't believe that,
right.
then why are you here?
Every so it, driver it's just believes
a,
that.
Yeah, it's just an interesting, you know, internal fight.
I always get. Kick out people go, oh, that driver's so cocky. They're all cocky. If they're not cocky, they're not good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. Every driver thinks he is the all-time best.
Yeah, at some point, you know, those things moderate. Those are the
right.
incredible extremes. I'm going to get fired, and I'm going to rewrite the record book. Now, it's probably going to be somewhere in between.
Right.
So, and obviously he's, you know, been on the upper end of somewhere in between here
right.
in the last
talented driver. Good for the sport. Dave Coleman, always appreciate it. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
My
pleasure. Being on the Final Inspection Show.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove and David Hobbs Honda on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.